I want to begin by thanking Joy Heft for providing organ music for us this morning. It's wonderful for me to have an organ. It just feels more like church to me when we have the organ, and I really appreciate Joy providing the music for us. Luck and how important it is. Have you ever thought much about luck and how important it is in our lives and our thinking? There are some situations where the role of luck is obvious, as with the recent tornadoes in Oklahoma. Many of the people in Moore, Oklahoma had their homes destroyed. A few even lost their children. Nevertheless, there were some others not far away whose property and families were not harmed at all. Some of them, realizing how lucky they had been, were very ready to do what they could to help their less fortunate neighbors. Once we start considering the role of luck in our own lives, it's easy to think of cases where we were very lucky. For example, I remember when I missed a flight that I was trying so hard to make, and then it crashed, killing all aboard. Was I ever lucky that time? Or times when we were very unlucky. Why did I get malaria when none of the others did, even though I was more careful than they were? We can all think of situations where we know that we were at the right place at the right time, or the wrong place at the wrong time. We can say, I was lucky that I met that person at that time. Or I was unlucky because I hadn't heard about that one fact and thus made a horrible decision. If I had just known what I didn't know. Furthermore, if we focus on the beginning, the very beginning of our lives, the importance of luck becomes even clearer. Think about when and where you were born. Think how different your life would be if you had been born 1,000 years ago. What would your life be like compared with what it is? Think about how different your life would be if you had been born in Bangladesh, or Syria, or any other place than where you were born. What language would you speak? What kind of childhood would you have had? What would your parents and family be like? What kinds of education and occupations and opportunities would be available to you? Even think about more personal features of your life, which are in fact due to luck, to factors over which you have no control. For example, consider what gender you are, male or female. Did you have any say about that? And what race you are. Did you have any say about that? Consider what you look like and what special problems and diseases you might have. We now know that very minor differences in your DNA could make you disposed to one kind of cancer or another, or Alzheimer's, or some other debilitating disease. And it's just a matter of luck. Very minor differences in your DNA could cause you to be a genius or very talented in some way, or they could cause you to be born blind or deaf or mentally retarded. There can be no doubt that luck is very important in determining who we are and what our lives are like. Things happen to us, things which neither we or others determine. In fact, some of you may have heard this expression, which probably isn't very appropriate here, but shit happens. I mean, it's just out of your control. An interesting phenomenon which links luck with religion is the belief found in most ancient religions throughout the world that lucky people, that is, people who are rich and happy, must be blessed by God or the gods, while unlucky people, that is, poor and unhappy people, must have done something to offend the gods, either in this life, if you were a Jew or a Christian or Muslim, or in some prior life, if you're a Hindu or someone who happens to believe in reincarnation. So there's an attempt to explain the luck in terms of some kind of religious basis. The story of Job in the Old Testament is based on this notion. At the beginning of the story, Job is prospering, and others say that it's no wonder that he's so faithful because God is rewarding him so much. Then, in response to a challenge from the devil about the motivation for Job's devotion, God allows Job's life to be filled with misfortune. But Job continued to be faithful in spite of all the horrible things that happened to him. And in the response to people telling him, you must have done something to offend God. Consequently, in the end, God restores Job's good fortune to reward him for his faithfulness. In other words, at the end of the story, we come back to the idea faithfulness to God still results in good luck. Have you noticed that even in the New Testament, when Jesus heals a sick person, he always says, "Blessed is your faith, your sins are forgiven." Because God, the person gets well. Why is the person sick? Because he or she has sinned in some way. Sin results in sickness. Why does that person get well again? Because God has forgiven him or her. Bad luck is due to offending God in some way, and good luck is due to pleasing God. So even in the New Testament, you see that kind of idea about luck. In the Bible, this same kind of thinking also applies to whole groups of people, not just individuals. Why are the Jews then suffering from a drought? Why are the Jews conquered by the Babylonians and taken into a very long captivity? Because the Jewish people have not been faithful to God. Whenever something bad happens, it's not a matter of luck. It's because of God's favor or disfavor. It seems to me that this idea that good luck comes from pleasing God and that bad fortune comes from in some way offending God is not totally confined to the distant past. We still hear it today. Oh, that person must have done something bad. And how is luck related to politics and government? As previously noted, one indication of being lucky is the accumulation of wealth and poverty. People who are lucky generally are rich and socially influential, and people who are unlucky generally are poor and socially powerless. Think what that means in terms of politics. The lucky, rich, and socially influential people believe that an important job of government is to protect them from criminals and from the poor generally, who would steal from them or would harm them in some way. They want peace and quiet. What's the job of government? To maintain law and order. And they are opposed to any changes in the law or in customs. Thus, usually lucky people tend to be conservatives and what we call rightists in their political ideology. On the other hand, the unlucky poor and socially powerless believe that an important job of government is to level the playing field and equalize the distribution of wealth, which is so much a matter of luck. Their desire is for justice and more equality. They generally are liberals, or what in political ideology we call leftists. Since so much of life seems to be the result of luck, for them, the job of government is to help those who have suffered misfortune. Even the rich want the government to help if a tornado or fire or flood destroys their house. Even though they're generally opposed to government assistance, as soon as they need it, they want it. Why don't the wealthy also realize how important luck is in other matters, such as how wealthy one's parents are, or where one is born, or whether one is handicapped, or whether one suffers from some inherited disease? Certainly other factors are also relevant, but it seems to me that those who have a greater sensitivity to the role of luck in life, often because in some important way they have been unlucky, or close to others who are unlucky, they are more likely to be liberals and leftists. While those who put more focus on the importance of one's own efforts, often because they have been lucky and successful in some way, they are more likely to be conservatives and rightists. In other words, luck plays a role even in one's political ideology. When we think about it, all of us are aware of many ways in which luck is important. As I noted before, we don't choose when and where to be born, what gender or race we will be, what our parents and families will be like, whether we will be talented or handicapped, good-looking or ugly, and what happy or unhappy events, minor or major, will occur in our lives. There are many ways of being lucky or unlucky, and such matters can be very important. What I find particularly despicable is the haughty attitude of some lucky people who deny the importance of luck and attribute their high status and prosperity, whether individually or as a group, to their own innate superiority. They tend to underestimate the role of luck, and I find it very disturbing to see people being so haughty when, in fact, they've just really been very lucky. And that could be said of Americans generally. What are the implications for us of the big role that luck plays in who we are and what we are? There are obviously degrees of luckiness and unluckiness. But I think that most of us here can say that we are among the luckiest people who have ever lived in the whole history of humanity. Think of where and when we are living. What would our lives be like if we had been born 1,000 years ago, or even 500 years ago? What would our lives be like if we had been born in a less developed or tyrannical or violent society? We shouldn't have to see our neighbor's house destroyed by a tornado in order to realize how lucky we are. One obvious response to being lucky is to be grateful to God or to fate or whatever. I'm grateful that we have been in the situation we have. Still another way, and a more important way for me, of reacting to good luck, as we see happening in Oklahoma, is to be devoted to helping others who are not so fortunate. Albert Schweitzer, that great humanitarian, theologian, musician, philosopher, and medical missionary to Africa, I suppose most of you have heard about Albert Schweitzer's life, and he was a renowned champion of the principle of reverence for life. But he put it succinctly in the second ethical principle which guided his life and which should also always be on our minds. Good fortune obligates. Good fortune obligates. If you've been lucky, help those who have not been so lucky.